As the manager of this business hotel in Copenhagen, Susanna Lund should not be checking guests in.
Do you want to add breakfast?
But Denmark has more job vacancies than at any time in at least 10 years, so the added responsibility falls upon her. At any given hour, Susanna can also be found running the front desk, answering phones, occasionally even tidying up. She says that at the height of the pandemic, there was even more to do.
Cleaning rooms sometimes, flushing toilets. It's hundreds of toilets we need to flush. We needed to clean the whole public area. That's normally housekeeping who do that.
While the labor shortage has made things particularly difficult for Denmark's hospitality sector, economists say one thing that's helped both hotels and restaurants is the hiring of foreign workers. Susanna is Swedish and says that makes sense for both employers and employees.
We earn more money here in Denmark.
The number of job vacancies may be soaring, but Denmark is also experiencing low unemployment rates. Economic experts believe those two trends showcase how well the Danish economy had been emerging from the impacts of COVID-19. Until Omicron. The variant of the coronavirus is beginning to darken outlooks.
There's a concern that we're going to lock down again. And on top of that, you also have the issue about increasing prices, and therefore you see inflation.
Around Copenhagen, masks are back, along with signs on doors, making people question just how festive the season will be.
Capacity limits in stores and restaurants are being introduced just days before Christmas, a time when Danes look forward to doing their holiday shopping and gathering with loved ones.
Olivia Kenwig works serving food and drinks at this restaurant, which, like so many others in Copenhagen, was already struggling to hire staff. Now, things are even more tenuous.
I think all the people who work in the hospitality business are, of course, concerned. It's sad that the Christmas again this year will be affected by COVID.
A time normally reserved for festivity, now filled once more with uncertainty. Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.